Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Purple Rain Minutes podcast. My name is Michael Dean, and of course, I am here with Ida. How are you?
I am great. Hey, Purple Party people. Happy to be here. Excited.
All right. It's Monday today. We are starting off the week here. We're back. And this week, we have a special guest to sit in with us. Now, for longtime Prince podcast listeners, you know exactly who this is. As I say his name, it is Mr. Day Droppin'. Sir, how are you?
I'm doing okay. I had a good to meet you, Mike. Good to be here. And just looking forward to doing this. Interesting.
Yeah. Welcome, sir. Welcome. Glad you're here. So today we are going to start off. We're going to start at minute 10 and make our way to minute 11. So starting with minute 10, we have this is a continuation of last week. So Prince is looking at Apollonia for the first time. Apollonia is looking at Prince, and Jill Jones is looking at them, and the little voice in Jill's mind is like,
fuck.
No, she's like, I know they're gonna fuck. Like,
this is what I'm saying. She's like, damn it.
She's like, there's a problem.
She's like, damn it.
And, yeah. So, and then, you know, Prince, I mean, this is like textbook player Mac, you know, type of stuff he does. He assesses the situation very quickly. Like, okay. And then we sort of insinuate that he got something going on with Jill. But he's looking at her. He's like, okay, yeah, she see me look. Oh, okay. She got a card. Oh, let me peep game. And he just slides behind old girl and puts the glasses on. And it's funny, you look at Jill and she's looking at him like, this nigga, I know what you're doing. But he's, you know, he's played it off so smooth that he's just kind of like, you got to let it go. But Ernie, we'll start with you. What do you think so far about this?
Well, on this, I mean, I'm looking at Prince, looking at that card that Jill's holding, saying, okay, oh, 19. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's about
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Do we believe she's 19 there?
Well, that's what it said. I don't know what she'd be doing no club at 19, but okay. I mean,
I don't believe. Yeah, she don't look 19 at all. So it's actually no, I believe it. But hey, you know, she got a lot of makeup on. She's done up. It's the 80s. She could possibly be 19. But it's funny you said that because I'm 18 and over.
There you go.
Yeah, that's true. So Prince slides there. He puts the glasses on. And, you know, this is such a classic Prince move, even though it's, for me, it's like the first time I'm sort of really getting a good picture of this guy. Mm-hmm. This sort of image and this sort of behavior that is displayed here. Again, this is a movie, but in my mind, I associate that he's probably really like that. Like, I think that's really him. You know what I mean? Like, he would be that kind of guy.
He's not stretching to do what he's doing right there, in my opinion. That's the sneer, the mouth movement and everything, like kind of like he's going... You know, that type of thing, you know, and you know, it's cool. I remember seeing this and I thought, man, dude, the Mac.
Those eyes.
Yeah, Jamie Foxx is right.
Yes.
And he got the eyes covered up. Even with the glasses, just like,
yes,
this guy is something intimidating about him. And he's sort of giving her this look. This brings me to something I want to jump into because you just said that here. I want to ask you. When was the first time Day Droppin' that you saw Purple Rain?
You know, the first time I saw it on TV. See, and this was what it would have been 84, 80, 85, I guess. It would have been 85 because movies took a while before they came out on HBO, Showtime, that kind of thing. But see, the cool thing with me, though, is that I didn't get very much exposure to the movie prior to the movie coming out. I had never seen the trailer. I had three things to go by with this movie before it came out. One, When Doves Cry. Mm-hmm. Two, Purple Rain, the video. And three, a little teeny tiny snippet when they were doing this promo for this pay channel called On TV way back in the late 70s up to the early 90s. It was in select areas like LA, big areas, LA, Chicago, stuff like that. And it was a thing called On TV, pay-per-view type of thing. And during this promo for it, they had different movies, Apocalypse Now, this and that. And they had a little part out of Purple Rain with Prince doing a twirl. I guess during the performance, I would die for you when he points. And that's all I had to go by for the movie. That was it. Mm. So, and I remember hearing the buzz on a Friday night, because again, this is on Saturday night, and movies, you just couldn't watch any movie like you can nowadays. So either if you didn't rent it, which, you know, I have a VCR, if you didn't rent it, then you're gonna watch it when it comes out on HBO. So here it was, go come on HBO. And it's funny because, no, you know, people would like Prince music, but it wasn't necessarily cool to like Prince the person, because he was like, hey, I don't know about this guy, you know, what, you know, he's all lacy and everything, you know how it was, like. But so you know, people were like, hey, you know, are you gonna watch Purple Rain? You can watch Purple Rain? I'm hearing that in junior high, and I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna watch it. That's cool. Monday morning, everybody was just talking about it like crazy, and I thought, man, I knew something already that they should have already known. But you know, yeah, that's how I first saw it. It was on HBO Saturday night on a premiere. 8 o'clock, because rated R movies didn't come on before 8 o'clock then. Mm-hmm. So 8 o'clock it was, and I remember watching it one Saturday night.
Interesting. You know, it made me think of something, and I remember this back then, and this is something you don't see very often with any movie. So Purple Rain, the movie, came out in July 27th, 1984. Mm. It came out on home video the same year.
Mm.
Came out in November.
Really? And 2 months later.
Yeah, I remember it being on video very quick, because I actually remember when it came out, and this is so eerie to me, because I'm thinking about where I bought it from, and it is actually blocks away where I get off the bus today to go to work, which is kind of odd.
Wow.
But it was a video store there, and which was very rare at that time, just because home videos were still very new in 84. But yeah, I remember it came out very early, and it was priced to sell. And I don't know if you guys remember when, back in the days when movies came out on VHS, you couldn't buy movies, because they would sell them like at $75 a piece or $100, and they were really put out for the rental market, not for us to buy as consumers. And I remember this was one of the early movies, and this may be one of the first movies actually released in this format that was a sell through. The other early one I remember distinctively was Beverly Hills Cop.
We had that on VHS.
Yeah, it was priced that anybody could buy it. It wasn't one of those type of movies. So anyway, it's sort of unheard of, very unheard of today, but I think the industry is going that way. But even back then, the success of that being in theaters, they jumped on it quickly and released it to the home video market, where, you know, it exploded again, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, getting back to the scene here, we go back to the time on stage doing their thing, and then we see Jerome bring the mirror out.
Yes,
right?
First time ever seeing it, ever being exposed to this whole mirror shit, where it's like, wow, he brings a mirror out on the stage, and it's just phenomenal. Never seen it before.
And they do their classic little dance.
Yeah,
you know, and you know, the whole thing is like, again, this was the first time I had seen the Time perform at this point, and that solidifies the Time in my opinion. Like that whole thing, that, you know, oh, okay, and a little dance, and then brothers was tight. I was, oh, okay, shit.
Yeah, that became their look, the two finger high five that they do, everything, that was theirs.
Yeah,
just like.
They invented their swagger with the first couple of minutes that you saw of them there.
Completely. Yes. And then, so then we go back to Prince. I keep calling him Prince. The kid.
The kid, right, exactly. Yeah. We go back to him Prince.
Yeah.
To the kid, Apollonia, and Joe Jones. And I think, like you said, the kid notices, they go to contact info. He sees Gio putting it up on the board. He kind of looks over his glasses like, I can get her digits or something. I can find out who she is. So at this point, the camera sort of pulls back, and then we see Apollonia. And this whole time, she's sort of nervous to say something to him, because he's standing right behind her, and he's just giving off his whole, you know, Prince thing. And it's like, oh, shit. And then that's sort of what we cut. I guess we'll cut it right there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's that minute of the movie. We're really getting into now, you know, some of the story beats, you know, we're kind of moving away from the stage performance stuff.
Right.
And you get more of the dynamic you see of, something going on with Prince and this and Jill, But wow, our two sort of stars, or the boy and the girl, finally sort of lock eyes and immediate attraction, right?
Instant
and,
chemistry. Yeah, the chemistry jumps off the screen. It's very intense. And like you said, the way he's standing behind her, any woman, see a motherfucker like Prince, and you see him, and you've seen what he did with that guitar, like just a minute earlier, you already understand that you just want to, you know, love this dude down all the way. And then he gets off the stage, and you're faced with him, and then he comes and stands behind you like that. That's such a Prince move. It's such a G move. You ain't got to say nothing to her. He don't utter a word. He doesn't say anything. He looks at her. He looks at Jill. You see Jill like, oh, you can tell he registers. Okay, Jill obviously, all right. So let me pull back. Well, I'm going to go out and stand behind her. And she's just so just, like you said, intimidated or nervous. And she's like, oh, shit. Okay. I think he's standing behind me. Okay. And she kind of looking back like, yeah, he back there. Okay.
Go ahead.
No, so, and it was done just right the way, because I remember when I was first watching it, I was silent. And why was I silent? Because we didn't know anything about Prince back then. We knew the music. We knew the videos. And here we just seen basically another video. And we're like, oh, shit, he's going to say something. And you just waiting there like she is. Not nervous like her, but, you know, at the same time, kind of in anticipation for what's dude going to say. And, you know, and then he's just staring at her. Somebody's going to talk. Somebody's going to break the ice. And the 11 minute mark,
you know, you know, it's interesting because, you know, you look at that and he's not playing, you know, the beauty of it is, like you said, Ernie, he's playing essentially himself. And he's also, again, this is a very timely movie because we don't know a lot about him. So we are almost seeing this through Apollonia's eyes.
It's exactly it.
You know, we don't know what he's doing either. We're excited. It's like, whoa, it's like the magic guy is standing right behind you. Right? What's going to happen? You know, the anticipation. His whole career is sort of based off of sort of that play of what he's doing right there. Like, this is nervous excitement of what's going to happen with this guy. I don't know a lot about him, but it just seems so exciting. It's interesting because there's not a lot of people who could do that.
Yes.
You know, I've heard, whether it's in jest or whatever, there was, oh, what if they remade Purple Rain or something like just looking at, you know,
they tried with 8 Mile. It didn't work.
Right. And but it was his own thing. But, you know, when you look at the magnetism, if that's a good word, or the screen presence of a Prince, you have been hard pressed to find a person who could do that scene and still convey the same sort of, you know, anticipation of the audience to see what's going to happen there from a guy who's not an actor. Like, I mean, if they took the hottest guy today, and he may not be the hottest guy today, just jumping in my head, but if they had Lil Wayne or something. And Lil Wayne just finished rapping up there. And then he got off the stage and stood behind the girl. You'd be like,
Hell no. He would not do that shit. I seen Lil Wayne be like, did that nigga over there just get off the stage? Yeah. It's a completely different reaction.
Right. If he stood behind the girl.
Girls be rushing up trying to take a selfie. They still ain't going to be doing that if Prince comes up on somebody. You're not going to come up to Prince and try to take no selfie.
No, yeah, but I mean, even this.
Even nowadays,
the person, you wouldn't even care. A lot of them don't have that magnetism it would even affect the person like that. It'd be like,
I don't care. And Prince changes the climate of a room. See, it's very, you know, you're very hard pressed to find people that can do that. Still to this day, he just always will. He always has. So that's what he did when he entered the screen in the like Ernie was saying, when he gets off the stage and we see him for the first time as a person instead of just a musician on stage, he comes onto the screen and he's off the stage and he changes the climate of everything. And like with Lil Wayne, girls will run up and get selfies because you're not really nervous to be around his little ass. It's just like, whatever, it's just Lil Wayne. You're going to be a little almost maybe more intimidated to just run up on Prince like that. Because his energy is gonna kind of stop you, and you're just gonna be kind of like, I don't know what to do. I don't want to leave. I'm gonna stand here for a while. Okay, you don't know what to do. Yeah, it's much different. Much different.
All right, so that is that minute of the movie. As we always do, we got to end it out with a quote. I don't want to put anybody on the spot.
Make so, Ernie do it.
Make me do it.
You ready, Ernie? If you want to take it, you got it.
What quote do I get?
Any quote. You can say anything from the movie.
Anything for... Oh. no, see, I don't want to see that one, though. I think that's already been said.
Yeah, it's the hard
part. Oh, okay, I got one. One of my favorite lines from it, too. Leaning back out the doorway. How's the family?
There you go.
I love it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the Purple Rain Minute podcast. Ernie, where can people find you online?
Oh, you can find me online on Facebook. It's the easiest way, really. Look me up, Ernie Wiles. I'm nothing crazy, nothing out of the ordinary. Ernie Wiles, W-Y-L-E-S, and that's where you'll find me.
Oh, and I got to throw in there, Ernie, I am with anticipation watching what this Halloween costume is going to be. I think you do this every year. You sort of give hints, show pictures of what's going on. So
I've been working on it this weekend. I'm going to put some more pictures out there.
All right. That's what's up.
It's a different one. It's different.
Okay.
Ooh.
All right. Ida, where can they find you online?
Yes. You can check out my podcast at www.chickensexandsemantics.com. And of course, you can find me right here, Mr. Dean.
All right. And you can find me here at the Purple Rain Minute podcast. Also, podcastjuice.net. The Prince Podcast, Geeked Out. This is what we do, on and on. Hey, work it like a job. We'll see you next time. Peace.
Peace.